A little while ago, someone told me that they had to go to a wake of a coworker, of a non-Jewish coworker, and after the wake, they wanted to know, should they do a Netilas Yadayim? Because the minhag is that after going to a funeral, after going to a cemetery, we wash our hands. So they wanted to know whether the same applies by a non-Jew. So I thought it would be a good topic to look into, in general, what the inyan is of washing hands after going to a cemetery, after going to a funeral. So we're going to talk about that today. Many of the marmakomos from today's shir, I didn't find on my own. I got some help from a Talmud of mine, Rabbi Ari Lipsky, and also from a good friend, Rabbi Isaac Rice, who did a tremendous amount of research on this topic. So it all starts, there are two places in Shulchan Aruch where this minhag appears. It appears in Simin Dalet in Orach Chaim, where it talks about Netilas Yadayim in general, and it appears in Shinayin Vav in Yaradeya, where we talk about the Minhage Avelus and Minhagim of a cemetery. So the Beis Yosef in Orach Chaim, Simin Dalet, quotes from the Abu Draham that there are seven Shiva Dvarim Tzricha Netila L'Achrayim. There are seven things that you need to wash after, and he goes through his whole list of seven, and he does not include going to a cemetery on his list of seven. But then he quotes from the Mordechai in Simkuf Sadidal in Masechus Brachos that instead of Hakam Min Amita, the Mordechai replaces it with Haholich Bein Amesim. That if someone goes amongst the dead, Haholich, that's an important Lashon, Haholich Bein Amesim, then he has to do Netilas Yadayim. So the assumption is, Bein HaMesim means that a person goes to a cemetery. The Gaonim, quoted in the Chuvus, in one of the collections of the Chuvus HaGaonim, says that Ein Tzrichin Lirchotz after going to the cemetery, and Beis Yosef quotes this in Shinayin Vav, but that if you do, you know, there's no problem, it's nothing wrong with it, but that there's no requirement to do so. The Ramban in Torah HaAdam writes that only the person who actually carries the body would have to wash, no one else would have to wash. So how do we pass in Shulchan? So the Mechaber writes in Simen Dalid, he quotes first all the different things you need Netilas Yadayim for, and then he writes, and Yesh Omrim, there are those who say that you also need Netilas Yadayim when you go to a cemetery. So he quotes it as Yesh Omrim, the Chuvah Sateres Paz, Orchaim Simen Yud, Chelek Aleph, Orchaim Simen Yud, points out that the halacha of washing after it's quoted as Yesh Omrim, normally when the Mechaber says a Stam, and then a Yesh Omrim, we don't pass like the Yesh Omrim, we pass like the Stam, so it's a little bit perplexing. That over here, this is followed by all of Klal Yisrael, and no one, and everyone does this, and it's only a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. It's possible, I don't think he mentions this, but it's possible that the reason we do it is not because of what it says in Simen Dalid, but because of what it says in Yerodeh Sim Shinayin Vav, and over there it's not a Yesh Omrim. He just quotes that this is what we do, that after a funeral, people wash their hands. Although in Simen Shinayin Vav, it's not abundantly clear that the people who wash their hands is everyone that's there. It sounds like mostly it's talking about the Avelim, because it talks about, in the same breath, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about removing the shoes and doing other things that seem to, and saying Kaddish, doing other things that seem to be more limited to the Avelim, but maybe that's why we all do it, because it's a Yesh Omrim in Or Chaim, but it's no Cholik at all in Yaradeh. But why? What's the purpose of the washing? So there are essentially three approaches. One approach is that it somehow relates to Tumas Meis, that on some level there is the some sort of Tumah Mitoras Minag or Tumah Midrabanan that attaches itself to our hands. Another possibility is that it's not about Tumas Meis, but it's about a Ruach Ra'ah. And that's certainly the impression you get from the original sources, that when you're Holech Bein HaMesim, there are Ruchos Ra'os that attach itself on some metaphysical level when a person is Holech Bein HaMesim. That's what the Chuvus Ma'aril writes in Simul Chav Gimel, and Rabbeinu B'chai in Kadakemach also refers to it as a Takanas HaGaonim because of Ruchos Ra'os. And then there are a whole group of Rishonim that say it's not about Ruach Ra'ah, it's not about Tumah, it's about some sort of message we're trying to impart to ourselves, some sort of philosophical meaning to washing our hands. Either it's a way of showing that water represents the creation of man, the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, and therefore as one man leaves this world, we do something that shows a representation of the creation of man, or it could be, the Rabbeinu B'chai writes in Parshas Chukas, a remes to the Efer Paraduma to remind us that water purifies us, that purification comes through water, or it could relate to Egla Arufa. A number of the Midrashim suggest that maybe by Egla Arufa, the Zekanim wash their hands to say, Yadena lo shofcha adam hazeh, that we didn't spill this guy's blood, we are innocent. So after dealing with a mace, after burying somebody, we say, we are innocent, we had nothing to do with this, so we wash our hands as a symbol of that. And there may be many nafkaminas what the reason is, whether it's an issue of tumah, whether it's an issue of some metaphysical ruach ra, or whether it's an issue of a philosophical idea of trying to show that that we are pure and that we are clean of any guilt. But how and one nafkamina might be, how much involvement do you need with the mace in order to be chayiv in this washing? So a lot of it might relate to this this chakira. The Beis Yosef quotes from a Tshuvas HaRashba that you wash only when you touch the body. Now in Or Chaim he says holech ben amesim. So it sounds like if you go ben amesim, that sounds like a ruach ra inyan. When you touch the body, that sounds more like an inyan of tumah rather than an inyan of ruach ra. Prima Gadim says that even going into a room with a dead body, not only a cemetery. Cemeteries are assumed to have ruach ra. Not every room that has a dead body is necessarily assumed to have a ruach ra. But Prima Gadim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Gimel in Or Chaim Siman Daled, says that even going into the room of a dead body, that makes it sound a little more like an inyan of tumah. Rav Sturmbach in Tshuvas Van Hagos in Chelik Beis says that going to the hospital, you would only need to wash if you're there in the same room. It wouldn't follow all the laws of tumah. So it sounds like less like a din of tumah, because normally in the same building you would be tameh, but you only have to wash if you had some direct access to the mace. Rav Menashe Klein in his Tshuvas and Mishnah Halachos says that you only have to wash if you did something letzorech hames. You went to that, even if you're in the same room as dead body, but you weren't there for that person. You go visit a friend in the hospital and he shares a hospital room with someone else who drops dead while you're there. So that's not, then Rav Menashe Klein thinks you would not have to wash. Makes it sound like it's not a din in Ruach Ra per se, nor a din in Tumah per se, but it's a din in dealing with the dead and showing it. Deino lo shafchu adam hazeh, or one of those philosophical reasons. So again, the reasons may have a tremendous impact on the halacha. That's one nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina is how to wash. If you hold this mishum ruach ra, so everything that's ruach ra, like Netilas Yadayim Shachris, you do three times on each hand. But if you hold, it's just an idea of using water, so it doesn't really matter. You can wash one time on each hand. So the Al Yerabe and most other poskim say you have to do three times. Rabbi Kiveger also three times on each hand, but Magen Avraham says only one time on each hand. There are some that are makbid to do four times on each hand. Magen Avraham quotes a minhag to even wash your face also. Okay, not everyone does that, but it seems kedai might as well do three times on each hand. What about the kever of a non-Jew? So this is a discussion of Sturmbach has in Tshuvas Van Hagel's Chelek Beis Sim Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, where he says that even though we're machmir about tumas ohel with a non-Jew, the Ramaz machmir lechadchila, that a kohen shouldn't even go into the same ohel as a non-Jew, although midaraisa there's certainly no problem with it, but we're machmir lechadchila not to go in the same ohel as a non-Jew, but that's only with regard to tumah. But ruach ra is a different inyan than tumah, and this netilas yadayim is ruach ra related, and there's no ruach ra on a non-Jew's body, just like the halacha ben netilas yadayim shachris is that if someone didn't wash netilas yadayim, touches your food, you're not allowed to eat that food. But if it's a non-Jew who touched your food, you're allowed to eat that food even if he didn't do netilas yadayim. Why? Because he has no ruach ra. Not everyone agrees with Rav Sturmbach. There's a Tshuvas Yad Levi, Siman Aleph, the Wurzburger Rav, says to wash after going to a non-Jewish cemetery for two reasons. He says, first of all, a lot of times in non-Jewish cemeteries, Rachman al-Islan, there are Jews buried there. There are mumrim, people who were not religious, and ended up buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. Second of all, he says, maybe Goyim have a ruach ra also. Rav Shechter thinks like this. He thinks that you should wash after going to a non-Jewish cemetery. I don't know if he thinks you should wash after being in the same room as a non-Jewish dead body, but certainly after going to a non-Jewish cemetery, where a cemetery is a place of ruchos ra'os. One could argue there's a difference between a cemetery and a wake, that by a wake there's only one body there, but again, the difference being that by a wake you're also involved in the actual mace, which may be a little more of a reason to wash. The Ramah in Yoredeya, Shinayin Vav Sivdal, it says the minig is not to walk into the house before you wash. Come back from a funeral, nowhere does it say that anytime you go to a funeral that you have to wash. They say if you're in the same room as a body, if you touch the body, if you are melave the body, the Mishnah Berurah quotes also. But the only place I found that says that if you go to a cemetery, sometimes they have like if they have a levaya in a shul, they'll keep the body outside, so kohanim will be able to come into the shul. So the only place I found that it says that Piskei Tshuvas quotes from an Uvdos van Hagos of the Chazon Ish, that if you go to a funeral that you would have to wash. But anyway, the Ramah says not to go into the house, and many people have this before washing, and he says minhag avosei Torah, even though doesn't give a reason for the minhag. So what taka is the reason for the minhag? So if it relates to ruach ra, you don't want to bring ruchos ra'os into your house, and these are very strong ruchos ra'os from a cemetery. Rav Harfenis in Nishmas Yisrael, Rav Harfenis, who we've quoted I think a few times already, the Satmar Dayan, writes that he heard from an Adam Gadol that it's only a problem if you enter into a house that's chayiv in mezuzah. But there's no problem of going into a house that wouldn't be chayiv in mezuzah, that wouldn't have a din of a house. So you wouldn't have to wash for entering such a house. And therefore, halach lemaisa comes up all the time. You go to the Beis HaKvaros, and then on your way back, you're going to wash, but there's a long line, or it's freezing cold outside, you don't want to wash by the Beis HaKvaros, so you want to wait till you get home, but you're going to be in your car the whole time. Are you allowed to go in your car before you wash? So Rav Harfenis says, yeah, car's not chayiv mezuzah, you're allowed to go in your car. You want to go to a shul, shul's not chayiv mezuzah, you're allowed to go into a shul. It's an interesting take. The Stipler, in Orchos Rabbeinu, page in Yud-Bez, I quote that the Stipler was makbid not even to go inside the house to get water, that he would be, and I think many people are makbid like this, that when you come home, you have someone who didn't go to the cemetery bring the water out to you so that you wash before you go inside. So that is a minig in the Ramah. It's not a shtus, it's actually right there on the black and white in Shulchan Aruch, this idea of washing before you go into a house. There are also some unique minhag. There's discussion about Kivrei Tzadikim as well. Some Hasidim don't wash after Kivrei Tzadikim, probably based on the idea that Kivrei Tzadikim are in a metamim, but of course we assume Kivrei Tzadikim are metame, although I don't know much about Ruchos Ra'os. Maybe you could argue there's less of a Ruach Ra'a when it comes to a Tzadik. If it's about us getting a Kapara, and the philosophical reasons that Misa Tzadikim is Mechaparis, you would think Adarabah, that it would be more of a reason to wash. But I think the minhag is like when you go to Kever Rachel and Kever Rashbi and things like that. The Piskei Tshuva says the minhag there is not to wash, but by regular kvarim of great people that we still do wash. I'm not sure how to define the difference exactly. There is also a minhag not to dry the hands. The Shiari Knesset HaGadol in Yardei Shinayin Vav quotes that minhag not to dry the hands, to let them air dry, and he says Lo shamati tam nachon leminhag zeh. I don't know what a good reason is for this minhag, but the Ben Ish Chaim in Parshas Toldos explains that we do it kidei shelo yasichu daita mizichron ames. That way, the remembrance of the mace is with you a little longer, because your hands will stay wet for a little longer. Nafkamina is not to use an air dryer. If you're using an air dryer, then you're getting rid of the water sooner, so you're getting rid of the zichron ames. There are Chassidus from Minchas Elazar that would dry his hands, and the Pachad Yitzchak, the Encyclopedia Pachad Yitzchak, not Rav Huttner, the Svarik Pachad Yitzchak, also held that you could dry your hands. But our minhag is that we don't dry the hands. However, if it's freezing cold outside and your hands are going to freeze, so it's an inyan. It's not a halacha. So one technically would be permitted to dry their hands if the other option is frostbite. The El Yerabah and Reish Chav Dalit and Kiveger and Shinayin Vav and many others say, Kiveger quotes from the El Yerabah, that another minhag that we have when we wash our hands after a funeral is not to pass the cup from one person to the other. You put the cup down, some people turn the cup over. So the Kolbo in Hilchos Avelos quotes comments of the Mavir Yabok that we don't hand the shovel from one hand to another when we're burying a mace. So maybe it's the same idea, that you don't hand the shovel from one person to the other to show that you don't want to give over something so negative. You don't want to pass along something so negative to say, here, you deal with Mason. So then probably it's the same minyan when it comes to washing, or it might be something related to Ruach Ra, but again, beyond the scope of my understanding what that would all be about. So in summary, there is this inyan that's quoted in two places in Shulchan Aruch, to dafka wash after going to a cemetery, after being bein hamesim, after experiencing this Ruach Ra. It may relate to Tumah, more likely it does not relate to Tumah, relates to either Ruach Ra or some type of philosophical message of kapara or rebirth that we're supposed to have. And many nafkaminas lemaisa, if you just happen to be in contact with a mace, but it's not in the context of a cemetery, if you only go to the Levaya and you don't go to the cemetery, how to wash the hands, whether you should do it by non-Jews, all of these are nafkaminas, probably in that very basic chakira as to what the nature of this din is.